That would be one grand opportunity. You know that? You ain't got a better opportunity than that. They're all gathering together. I don't know either, Stephen. I don't know either. Well, that's the only way it'll ever work, is somebody doing it that I didn't tell to do it. That's the only way it can ever work. I can't tell it to be done. The moment I tell it to be done, you got trouble with the whole movement. Somebody ought to have thought of it. Right? Shift, please. Yes,
Dad, I think that Mary's capable of doing what she said, and also if they threaten Monica's career, I think she'd do it also.
Well, I would offer a contract, and then she might go on their side. What do you think? Not follow through. I never have not really known where Monica's at. She always takes her trips to Switzerland while the rest of us were ready to die. That's what I have. I don't know where she's at. I'd hate to trust her going in there. She'd be a hell of an actress in there if she'd follow through. But I don't know what she'd do. You have to judge her. Anybody know about Monica?
Clara knows her real well. Clara knows her very well. They have a lot of, you know, Clara. And she's a very good friend.
So. Okay. That's it.
Dad, but I want to tell you about...
Shut up, please. God damn it, we haven't got but hours. The band's about to go.
Well, about Mrs. Holly and Mr. Holly, the Manlocks did talk to them a lot, so I don't know where they are. At the last time we were talking to them, they didn't want to come here. And the Medlocks always, Mr. Medlock always went to Mr. Howell and talked to him about his problem, and he listened very closely. So I don't know if they have some sort of alliance or not. I wouldn't be able to say, but I wouldn't know. She didn't seem too strongly about coming here.
What's Holly in this?
Are Holly's in this yet?
No, they're still with the church, but they were kind of standoffish recently.
Are they in this mess?
That's
Holly.
No, that's the person you're talking about talking to the newspaper people with the Medlocks. Pat's parents.
Oh shit. Huh?
I've seen them talk together very closely. Now, I don't know what their relationship was, but Mr. Medlock always found time to get to him, to talk to him, and at least they listened. So I don't know what their feelings about them was. I just don't know.
Vivian Anderson, was Ozzy at your house just before you left? I think it was Ozzy at Vivian Anderson's house. I'm just wondering, you know, she might have had more recent contact with her than I did. I saw them just before I left, and I didn't discuss that coming over here. Monica, as far as Monica is concerned, I think she would do it if Jerry or Johnny would talk with her a little quicker than I would. She likes Johnny a lot.
Well, if you were there too, saying something, I think.
Yes.
And any way in the world you can get a Monica on the pay? You can try a phone patch? Well, you better get something trying, because it's an ace in the hole. Take them, Johnny and Pat, of course. It's her dad, too? Who are you talking about, Monica?
I'm talking about both of them.
She knows Monica. Well, we better get Pat to talk to the other one. Anything to neutralize this shit. If you don't ask her to do anything, she'd love being there against us. The way it sounds to me from what Kay's portraying. I don't trust these relatives. I don't trust them. Further you can throw them, unless they're back there, or held back there on their own to work against it. I don't trust them.
Not my dad. I really don't know him too well because we didn't get along that good.
Okay. Well, why don't you get her there to talk, try to see, you can feel them out. Be good to feel her. Be good feeler to see what. good enough for Patch. Well, move quick, move quick, move. You go quick. And Johnny, you go to talk to Monica. Let's see what. Who else? She said Monica, Clara, and Monica. Who else? You say? Jerry. Okay, Jerry, get over there. Let's talk to him. Let's secure some of these bases. Be careful where you go on that band, because they'll be listening to every word you say. They're in a conspiracy from the top to the bottom.
Dad, you could.
You may have to use some inventiveness and have them relay the strategy, talk friendly to them, and then just relay the strategy, give no names. You hear me? Okay. Now, sons of bitches are on there. How else did they find out about the medlocks? But right on there.
Dad, I think that would be very good, a good idea for somebody to go to the States. And because I got a little cousin that made a bomb during the time Huey Newton was run out of the States. They were shooting a lot of black people, and he shot the policeman, so he had to serve 4.5 years.
He shot the policeman only four and a half?
But he didn't kill the man. He just shot him. You know, he shot him 3 times.
Still only got 4.5?
Only 4.5 years. But it cost a lot of money.
Severe now, though. It can go 20 years. That's 20 years to shoot a policeman, and it's death in most states.
But anyhow, he made a bomb for his grandfather, and he had it in the refrigerator. And they sent and got the whole army, and then they took him, and they brought him to some kind of military place.
Go ahead, Sligo.
And so I know he would be glad to do something like that. Him.
Who was it again?
Sidney Donaville's son. Yes, he'll make a bum in a minute. And I don't know how he do it, but he sure do. Yes, he do. And he made a bum and pitched it in the lake in Oakland. And they had it in the papers. Had it all over the place. He works for an electronic place.
And he's asking, he went to jail, you say?
He went to jail. He stayed there 4.5 years at Vacaville.
He still made bombs after he got back?
No, he did that before he went in there.
And you don't know you won't make any
But he would. Yes, he would. He liked to make those things. Yes, he will. The whole family's afraid of him. Really.
Kid.
You meet up with the strangest folks, Louisiana kid. How do we get a hold of him? I'd like to have him for informational purposes. Any son of a bitch can make a bomb, because if it gets worse to worse, I'd sure like to have that for the last showdown.
Dad, he live at 758 64th Street in Oakland.
I didn't dismiss nothing. You don't trust
Karen? Karen Harm?
Get Karen Harms over there to talk about it.
Go over there and talk about it.
You don't trust the Hollies, you say?
You'll give a microphone to her.
Her mom is all right, but her dad, he's a bastard as far as I'm concerned. He just is a little. Every time I used to talk to him, he was never enthused. And as far as Pat's concerned, he's probably glad she's over here and out of his hair, because as long as I've known them, he never did want Pat. And her mom, she's just too hung up on her little things. She's just not ready to give up hardly anything.
Better get over there and talk with him. Can you take her over there? Whether we want to ask them to do anything for us, it may neutralize them staying out of it. I don't know if we want to ask her to do anything or not. Just see how she feels about it. Let them sort of feel it out. Say they're doing a lot of things. Anything you want to do to help, you know, kind of, you got me, Kay? Anything you want to do. Then I wouldn't point out to where in the hell they're going to be. I would go join it. See how they are first. Just kind of see how their attitude is.
Dad, I've been around him some in Los Angeles, and he was talking about turning his property over to the church, but he seemed very passive to me and very easygoing, like he, you know, wouldn't be too enthused about, you know, getting really involved in something. That's the opinion I had of him.
I see my son. But I just kind of. I don't think I'd tell them about the murder of Chris because you'll scare them off. Most people are cowards. If they knew that Stone can work with somebody and get somebody killed, that'll cause most people to join the enemy. I'd tell them about Brian Bouquet. If they got any black pride, what he tried to do to a young man married to a black woman, now that's another thing. And he's done so many damn dirty things, I'm sure you can think of them, trying to get Harris in trouble. That coming to get Harris. How many fuckers is he trying now? How many has he tried? Elihu, Harris, Ken Norton. Brian Bouquet. I don't want to point him to the name. I don't believe I'd give these names because you just. I don't like that shit. That acts like we got. That acts like we're worried, but worried about it. Just say he's tried to get three. We can give you documentation, and we can wait on that documentation. Three people. Brian Bouquet is not a legal question. That's a conservatorship, but. When you get into LU or Ken's. Yeah, I know. Last I just went to the rest of it. Was there another fourth one? Mm-hmm. I know you. I know that one. There's a fourth one. Bridenbeck, trying to get Bridenbeck kidnapped, trying to get the embassy. So the U.S. Embassy. I'd tell them that. U.S. Embassy said those folk tried to get them cooperate with kidnapping. And say they ought to call down here and see how happy they are, and they ought to go in there and see. They ought to call themselves, because the embassy has offered to talk to any news agency. U.S. Embassy offered to do that today. That's another piece of good news. Unless he's going to be a total hypocrite, but we'll know he's a hypocrite. He said, I will confirm that Maria Katsaris, tell what they're lying about Maria Katsaris and molested. I'd tell them that. Molested Maria Katsaris. And I would tell them that this U.S. Embassy is furious about that, and they can't spend money from their fund. They can't spend money for their fund, but they offer to receive calls from any news agency, and they will prove that Katsaris is a liar.
Okay, now this is what Pat
Ray's
telling the press?
Yeah. All of them, all these fuckers. Yeah, the press, we tell that to press, we tell it to them. They slowly, they talk friendly at first, talk with his family chit-chat. Okay. Dart around on that damn place.
Roger, which one?
Don't give names, honey. Call Mom and Dad and Honey. Tell them not to give names. You get what I'm saying about what I just say? Because the U.S. consul today, McCoy, said if they will call him, he will prove that that's a lie. Maria Katsaris did meet with her dad, who had molested her all of his days of his life, and she had three psychiatrists.
How does say he had three psychiatrists?
He's a psychiatrist.
Okay,
that's right. Was this about the psychiatrist he's going to? All kinds of psychiatrists he's been to. Say, psychiatrist ought to know something about it, but I don't suppose they'll tell him. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's a good point, Sarah. Very good point. But that they, not only did he lie that she met alone, we didn't meet with anybody but their people, she met with neutral people like the U.S. consul and the ambassador to Guyana. To the United States.
Oh, she was traveling with a plane with McCoy.
And she traveled with a plane alone with him. And I get that shit. So that shows how much of liars they are. And if you could get these people one proof of their lying, I think you could stop this shit.
They
do business alone with him. They've been in there alone. We're all over Georgetown alone. These motherfuckers. They know what they're doing. They're lying. And they know they're lying. Give a copy. Indeed so. Okay, let's go.
I wouldn't care about going to Cuba, but I'd like to have some, at least, have communication with the other people, because I've grown up in the church, and it'd be hard for me to just all of a sudden be cut off.
Say that I missed that. What did you say?
I said I wouldn't mind going to Cuba, but I'd like to have at least some communication with everybody else, because I mean I was born in the church, and it'd be hard for all of a sudden to be cut off.
Nick Gregory said, where? The Monica Peterson reminded him of a high-class whore? Well, I guess that's pertinent. You better put that in there. I don't know what Dick Gregory wrote. I mean, takes one to know one. Okay, go ahead.
I would be interested in Cuba only as an emergency.
Okay, Pauline.
I would only be interested in going to Cuba in a pretty severe emergency. One thought that's on my mind, we have people back in the States, including...
Amazing, Pauline, you come here so flabby and frail, and boy, look at her legs, she can knock the fucking hell out of somebody, those legs. Is that true? She developed strength in those legs. Damn shit. Remember how frail she used to look getting around? Fuck them legs, I tell you, she knocked the hell out of you, them boots. Go ahead.
The thought in my mind, we have people back in the States, including children who don't have all the papers yet, and they'd have a time trying to get to Cuba. I'm thinking of... Marie, she has foster children, and the last I heard, she was still in a court battle trying to get legal papers just to take them over here, and she would never be able to get the legal papers to take them to Cuba. And then either she'd have to be left, or we'd have to do a sneak out in the middle of the night, which creates some heavy problems of its own. So the sneak outs in the middle of the night...
Michelle Wagner is talked to Mickey Touche and sort of wavering, but talking to her. Now, I don't know how anybody can waver. Can anybody give me some light on why Michelle would waver after talking to Mickey Touche? There's nothing legally she can do. Her ass is grass. The dad is here, and the child is here, grandmother's here. But this is flooring to me. Wavering. And so they said they're going to have to send her right away, or she's wavering, because they want to meet with her. God damn these son of a bitching motherfucking people.
It's my opinion that Michelle is wrapped up very much in herself, and if someone offered her something materialistic, that she would desire, then that's on that basis I think she would waver.
Well, it must be that, because Mickey Touche lies faster than a horse can trot. She treated her folks. She tried the damnest game with her folks. She's a complete robot.
This might be true, Dad, but I think Michelle might be manipulating to get here sooner.
That could be. That's possible.
I know Michelle and Mickey were friends and stuff, but as far as her, I think she wants to come and stuff. I think she's still really hung up on a lot of bullshit stuff with Elsie and stuff. I do think she wants to come, but as far as waiver, I don't know how that stands. I mean, I don't know why she'd be talking to Mickey. I don't understand that.
Say it again, huh?
I was saying that Michelle and Mickey used to be friends. As far as Michelle, you know, I know she wants, I feel she wants to come. Maybe that's my, because she's my sister, I don't know. I feel she wants to come because of one thing, the child. But I don't think there's that much concern there either. But anyway, as far, I know Michelle's hung up on a lot of bullshit like I was and stuff, and I don't know. She is self-centered. She's very self-centered, but I don't understand why she would be talking to Mickey. I don't see the...
That is one. She's been out so long that she's totally soulless. Mickey is totally soulless. All evidences was out here involved in some of our activities that was going on out here in the bush.
Dad, the one thing that I would be afraid of is with Michelle's past history with drugs, Mickey is well aware of this, and with her unhappiness or with her indecision, with our being here, wanting to be here and being torn, they could get to her through drugs.
Mm-hmm. They've tried them all. I don't know why they wouldn't put her on drugs. We know that... We know absolutely what Cobb had in his house.
I don't know anything about Mickey, but I know Michelle, and I think she would like to be here, but she's hung up on a lot of material things and everything, you know, like capitalist bullshit, and I think she's going to try to hang on to it as long as she can, so I think, you know, she's vulnerable that way.
She's due in 2 weeks. The question is that, what I can understand, if she's wavering, she has a firm commitment to come in 2 weeks. They want to move up. They want to move her up now. She'll come now. Is that what they're saying? We should send her now. Yes, but they better talk. Maybe she better talk to her family. She better talk to her family and find out about the beauty of the place. It's outrageous kind of crap. Have to move people based on this kind of shit.
I recently received a letter from Michelle, Dad, and she, in her letter, sounded excited about coming. She wanted to work on heavy equipment, and her letter was very positive.
It's also the possibility that she could, she could be trying to, you know, come here for as an agent or something like that. I mean, there's always that possibility.
What about her husband?
Elsie, I haven't been. Yeah, I think I need to answer that better as far as she's talked to her since I've been here. Talk to him, whatever.
He seemed quite excited about coming. The last letter I had from Michelle, she said they were selling everything that they didn't need. I think to satisfy his ego or whatever, I think he might have been offered or told that there was a certain job that he could do, a position he could fill, something that would satisfy his ego. This is the way I felt. And he was quite excited about coming. Yeah. The last time I talked with him, LC.
Mm-hmm. I remember such a long, long list of things about Elsie and his family.
I think Michelle likes to get into different roles. She likes to do different, what you'd call different
trips.
By
the way, you know that your dad's in it up to his fucking neck. He's going to be there. He's in it up to his neck.
I think we have some negatives. Mark brought me negatives of his dad.
Negatives?
Pictures. I'm not sure that I didn't... I told the office about it in San Francisco.
What are the negatives?
Pictures of him with his wife and his girlfriend downstairs and other women, nude.
All of them together nude?
Yes. I hope I still have them. I couldn't find them before I left, but
does he know you got
it's
them?
Another place that I might look.
He doesn't know you got them?
No, he used to, I don't know why, but he used to keep shit like this around his house. Pictures of him. He used to get a big kick out of pictures of him.
With well, can't, I can ask the attorneys we can't play on this a little. That'd break up one of their principles. He's right in it. That'd break up one of the principles. He was there at the conference. Huh? Any way we can do that? It shows him nude with a bunch of women?
Safe thing. Such a way that the source wouldn't be available, but the threat would be safe.
to threaten to do us not safe. We only got one day. He's one of the famed coalition committee. Break up the fucking coalition. And who's the other coalition? Leanne. I wonder if Leanne should make any attempt to call him and say, if you fool with this thing, count over, Dad. You and I are through. I wonder if the fool realizes just how much it means to be through with his child. I'm talking about Leanne, too. Leanne, the other member of the coalition, is her dad. Or if that's a point of waste of time, Leanne would know more about that.
He might say to him,
Yeah, he might say to him, yeah, he might say something. It's a he might say, what the hell, Dad? Are you trying to hurt a place because you didn't teach me things I've learned here? All I found, I look at my pictures, I found this picture, you and two naked women. We they teach us morality and honesty. And
yeah, that's true. Cause, and also, I used to go, like lately, when I used to go to his house. He used to have, weird, freaky white people over there and hippies and shit, because he married this 23-year-old girl, and she got him all fucked up on drugs and shit, and he was high all the time. If I talk to him...
What a coalition this is. How you tell me they're not conspiratorial money behind these pricks? A child molester, a transvestite. Maria's dad's eyes twitch all the time. I wonder how in the hell he looked on TV, because his eyes twitch all the time. He looks like Dr. Strangelove. That's right, and he molested her. And he's an outrageous motherfucker.
He could simply say, gee, Dad, while I'm on the phone, I just want to let you know that I have a whole bunch of pictures.
You might say, if you can get on the phone with him, just say, gee, Dad, I didn't think about it, but I'm just talking to you now. I remember that I have a whole bunch of pictures of you.
Will that trigger his memory to know what you're talking about?
Yeah, it would.
I guess I ought to send them back to you one of these days, maybe.
Or your friend.
Or some of your... I know your friends would enjoy them.
Good job.
They're such good photos.
He used to keep a photo album full of it.
The
whole thing.
Get him over there and let's see if we can cook him into some shit. We're going to start a little shit tonight. On the airwaves, I'm sure Marco Medical Net will wonder what in the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Talk about psychological counseling.
I was thinking Michelle could go over to his apartment and get some more in the event I can't find the ones that I have.
If we can depend on her.
I think so. I think so.
You better be sure, because I sure guarantee you better go over there and find out what the hell's going on.
I will.
What is it?
I have to.
She talked to Mickey, and the first thing she should have done is hung that fucking phone up. Yeah.
I don't think I trust Michelle since her and LC, they moved because of his job or something, and they came back, and she comes to church rarely. If she comes, she doesn't participate in the services.
That's
right. She sits apart and it looking extremely hostile. As far as I haven't talked in depth to either one, I talked to LC generally. He was much more positive than she. And he'll at least participate in the services. I don't know where his head's at, but I don't think I trust Michelle. I think I agree with getting her out of there sooner, because she's been kind of neither here nor there for quite a while. And if they're making contact, I would think to get her out as soon as possible.
Bugs me to have to bring people under those kind of conditions. It's not been our policy. We've not been intimidated. As we told the last man that did that, one of the young, nice young men here tried to intimidate us, or so it was reported. And I just don't like moving people based on the grounds of their want to create shit, and then we drag them over here to create shit.
Michelle recently wrote a letter in which she said she was going to fly over here
with or without People's Temple.
What's that?
Say Michelle recently wrote a letter.
Say it for the people.
Yeah, I understand that Michelle recently wrote a letter saying that she was going to fly over here with or without People's Temple.
I think what she meant was whether they were ready for her to come or not, because she could come with less airfare with Elsie's job.
You're too defensive, I imagine. Much too defensive.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, I hope
possible.
The hell she does use his airfare anyway. What the hell's going to keep her from doing that?
That's the way I took it, as she was, because she, in the letter she said she was coming either in July or August. They hoped to be here by then. And then I think she was saying she would come without people with or without. I took it as she would come, you know, not, you know, like we do come with a group or something like that. She would just come on over here and stay, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The head of the letter-writing committee scrutinizes it pretty closely.
I talked to LC about 2 weeks before I left. The same week that I left, he had came by the church to work on the bus and everything. And he said that he was intended to pay Michelle and the baby and his way over there on his own since he worked for the airlines.
He didn't come.
And he said that he was just waiting on a church getting word to come. That's what he's doing. That's what he said. But he had it in mind that he was going to go to work.
He hadn't even pushed to come.
He had in mind that he was going to work for airlines when he got here.
Yeah. We have. There's a fucking white eagle that comes through here every fortnight. Called the White Knight Special. These sons of bitches. I'm telling you. It's only for some folks don't have strokes between what they expected and what they get. You have, Leon. Sit down, son of a bitch. What about you, Jones? What's that?